Administrative cadet at the Ministry of Culture, Nadia Hamlet, said preparations are progressing smoothly for the hosting of activities to celebrate National Heroes and Heritage Month during March.
As we know, Heritage Month is a time where we as Vincentians celebrate and preserve the outstanding contributions made by individuals throughout our history and to our country's development. We at the Ministry of Tourism, Sports and Culture, we are celebrating Heritage Month under the theme Appreciating Our Identity, Preserving Our Heritage with Pride. There are a number of activities taking place during the month of March. Heritage Month is a very hectic month for us because of the number of activities that we have at the Ministry and also in collaboration with other entities. So preparations are coming along well. We have our general meetings and our staff, we get together and we organize these events to make it a successful one.
Mrs. Hamlet outlined the events, which will be directly hosted by the Ministry of Culture during the month of celebrations.
On Tuesday 10th and Wednesday 11th of March at the Methodist Church Hall, we are having the two grand days of the Primary Schools Performing Arts Festival. This is where students display their talents in a concert format through dancing, singing, drama, etc. On Saturday 14th March, National Heroes Day, this is a very integral part of our history, which marks the death of our national hero, the right excellent Joseph Chatelier. The Ministry of Tourism, Sports and Culture invites you to the wreath laying ceremony at the Obelisk, the monument in Chatelier's honor at Dorsetshire Hill. This ceremony begins at 8 a.m. On Tuesday 17th March, beginning at 4:30 p.m., we'll be holding a ceremony of remembrance for our first Chief Minister, the Honorable E.T. Joshua. This will be held at the Kingston Cemetery. We'll also be doing the same for the Honorable Milton Cato and Miss Phyllis Funes at a tentative date.
Mrs. Hamlet also outlined some of the events which will be hosted by private individuals and organizations, and she is encouraging everyone to fully support the month of activities.
The North Windward Tourism Association, the Fancy Chapter, will be holding its 11th annual National Heroes Day Festival. This is also on March 14th. It's to promote indigenous foods and culture of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and also to educate and keep the memory alive of our first national hero, Joseph Chatelier. The Greg Scarifuna Council will also be celebrating Heroes Day with the Heritage Festival at the Greg Spain Field. And the Music Awards of the Association of Music Professionals, this will also be held on March 6th. So we are encouraging the public to support all these activities that are taking place in Heritage Month. As we said before, it's a time where we will preserve the outstanding contribution made by individuals throughout our history, and we would like the nation to be part of these activities.
Administrative cadet at the Ministry of Culture, Nadia Hamlet. I'm Ricardo Wilson, reporting for NBC News.